This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It is time. We've delayed enough.
No more delaying.
Dirty poll action.
I'm motivated. I'm ready to throw my jabs.
Yes.
Ready to get my punches going.
The top 12 in college football as seen by one, Andy Dirt Johnson.
See if I do it right this time. I usually end up screwing this up somehow, and I go out of order, and I don't give you the right matchup. So I'm going to try and do this the right way today. We'll see if we can remember to do that.
What is the right way?
I'm going to give you the top four, who are the byes,
okay.
And then I'm going to give you your matchups.
Okay.
So seed versus seed, seed versus seed, seed versus seed.
Okay.
Top four, there is a slight change. Now, not at number one. You asked this poll question on Saturday night. Who's the number one team in the country? Does Oregon deserve to be it? And I think they have a strong argument, but they also have close wins over Idaho and Boise State, and therefore Texas, I think, still deserves that spot. The Michigan win has lessened and lessened and lessened as the weeks have gone on, but they're the only team that hasn't really shown a vulnerability yet. Now, maybe they do this weekend. They got Georgia. We'll see how that game goes. A lot of people love Texas this weekend. For now, they're still the number one team in the country. Oregon, after the win over Ohio State, they have the front, the inside track to win the Big Ten because of the head-to-head win over Ohio State. They slide up to number two. I am staying strong in my stance on the ACC. I think Clemson's the best team in the ACC, and I don't even know if it's close. They don't play Miami in the regular season. If those two teams played right now, I can't even tell you how much money I would want to bet on Clemson to win that game. I trust them a lot. I love the way their offense is playing. They're blowing everybody out. Clemson's number three. Iowa State with another win on the road. Still undefeated. And they are your number one team in the Big 12 right now. So your top four, Texas, Oregon, Clemson, Iowa State, first-round byes in the Dirty Poll College Football Playoff. We go to our first-round matchups. Home sites. Ohio State lost the game by 1 point on the road. They're still an unbelievable team. They still might end up winning the Big Ten. They're still one of the best teams in the country. They come in at number five. Boise State remains your at-large team at number 12. So your first-round playoff matchup, Boise State going on the road to Columbus. See if you can stop Ashton Gentry, Buckeyes. And that is a round one matchup. Number six, we went through the head-to-head stuff last week. I think Georgia's better than Alabama. A close loss. They erased a 28-point deficit. Damn near won the game. They remain at number six for me. A big-time game for them this weekend down in Austin. They're number six. Number 11 in the Dirty Poll is a team who had a bye this past weekend, but I still believe is playing really good football, and that is Texas A&M. So you get an SEC game in the first round of the playoffs between two teams who I don't believe play each other in the regular season. Your 7 versus 10 matchup will be Penn State, who did win this weekend at USC, but I wasn't overly impressed by that performance. I know USC's better at home.
That was a real road trip.
It's a real road trip against a 3-3 football team. Congratulations, who can't play defense and lost to Minnesota.
They were down 20-6 at halftime.
Don't get down 20-6 to USC. They can't play defense, and you scored 6 points in the first half. They don't have a body over 300 pounds on their defense. They get Ohio State in 2 weeks. That's when we'll find out who Penn State is. I'm not there yet. They are taking on a newcomer into the Dirty Poll. We have one team out, one team in this week. The LSU Tigers are back. They beat a ranked Ole Miss team at home in overtime this weekend. Tennessee is the team that is out because they didn't score a point in the first half at home against a bad Florida team. So you get Penn State hosting LSU as the 10 seed. And then your 8 versus 9 matchup is the Alabama Crimson Tide hosting the Miami Hurricanes. So you go Texas, Oregon.
What's your matchup with Miami?
Alabama hosting in the 8-9? Miami in the 8-9. So you go 1 through 12. You go Texas, Oregon, Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia, Penn State, Alabama, Miami, LSU, Texas A&M, and Boise State.
Okay.
There is your week 7 8? Week 8, dirty poll.
Can I just say, though, I can't believe I'm defending Penn State here.
Defend Penn State.
Well, like, you're not impressed. I get that you don't think USC is a juggernaut. Mm-hmm. I'm there with you. We've been critical on Lincoln this week. You go, like, that's one of the furthest trips you can take
it
in
is.
The entire sport.
It's a long trip.
It's an obvious get right, be at home, win this game because we're desperate spot for USC. You're the most trendy upset pick of the weekend.
You are.
You were down 20-6.
You were.
And you're not impressed that they came back and won that. I feel like if that had been Oregon doing the reverse against an East Coast team,
who's a 3-3 team
say,
in the Big
Ten? I'm just saying, like,
or you know who's 3-3 right now?
Okay,
Michigan State.
Yeah, that's you know USC's better than Michigan State. I don't think that's a good comp.
You know who's 3-3? Maryland.
My point is, had Oregon done that in the reverse and it was the same scenario,
yeah.
I don't think you're not saying, like, hey, my team was in an obvious, like, lose spot.
Sure.
They were losing by double digits, and they came back and won. I don't like to defend Penn State. It's gross for me. I'm going to defend Penn. That was a tough spot to be in.
And that's why they're in the playoff.
Yeah.
They're in the playoff.
You just said not impressive.
If I had a neutral site game right now between Penn State and Georgia, who am I picking to win that game?
Well, that's not what we're talking about.
It is, though, because this is
you
projecting
just said it
forward.
Wasn't impressive. I'm just talking
this
about
this is projecting
impressive.
Forward of yeah. Where do I think teams will be at the end of the year? And Penn State does not have a quality win in my mind. Illinois is their best win of the year, and I don't think Illinois is a fine team. I don't think they're an elite team. And outside of that, they
you
went on.
USC is a quality win?
USC's fine. They're okay. Are we going to pretend like USC's a juggernaut? They lost to Minnesota the week before.
You didn't say juggernaut when you said quality.
They're 3-3 on the year. They might be 7-5 this year. Can we stop pretending like that's some great win?
All right. Okay.
We'll see what they do in 2 weeks against Ohio State.
I didn't see Missouri in this ranking.
No, they're not in this ranking anymore. They're out.
Why do you got the Colt in there? I don't want A&M in this.
I don't either, but I'm trying to project forward where I think this is going to be at the end of the year. I don't think Penn State's going to beat Ohio State.
Your Clemson-Miami stuff's building, too.
Oh, it's building. It's absolutely building.
I can't wait for them to play.
They don't play until the ACC,
I know, the
title,
ACC
game.
Title game.
So hopefully that ends up being the matchup. It's hard to see it being any other matchup than that.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't trust Miami right now. I think Clemson's playing really good.
Did he get it right? I put it out on Twitter. You can vote there with the buys, the matchups in the first round, all of that. There's the dirty poll. What is it, week 8?
Week 8.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.